Because I'm not fully recovered from COVID yet, I will be meeting with brothers and sisters online. Let's please turn to Philippians chapter 2.
从第三节读到第十一节.
Read from verses 3 to 11.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。 只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Do nothing from selfishness or empty deceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others.
本当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺的。
Although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
But emptied himself, taking a form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。So
that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
低头有点祷告。Let's
bow our head for a word of prayer.
我们感谢你在主日的时候，我们能再一次来到你面前来聆听，本要借圣灵所向我所说的话。Father,
we thank you that on this Lord's Day, you once again gather us before you so that we can hear your word and what you have to speak to us.
这次借着所读的经文，更多的把我们主耶稣基督的心肠向我们显明。And
through the scriptures, may you reveal more to us the heart of Christ.
叫我们真是认识我们的主，他的降卑，我们能够照着他的脚中行。To
really to know our Lord more and His humility, so that we may follow after Him.
以下的时间恭敬交托仰望你，祷告奉主的名。We
lift up the following time into Your hands when we pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们说到。 腓立比书是说到一卷喜乐的书。We
said that Philippians is this epistle of joy.
卷书里头一共出现了14次之多讲到喜乐。And
this word joy appears 14 or so times in this book.
我看神他有一卷书来说到喜乐这件事情，可见喜乐在神的心中是。
So the fact that God would dedicate an entire book to this joy shows how important joy is to His children.
确实这个喜乐是主里的喜乐，在灵里的喜乐，不是世上的喜乐。And
this joy is this joy of Christ, joy in the Spirit. It's not just worldly joy.
这喜乐呢，是当我们在所信的道上长进的时候。
This joy is something that we experience in this walk of faith, that as we grow, we get more joyful.
这个喜乐呢，唯有在神的家中，一同来服侍主，一同跟弟兄姊妹相交的时候，所能够经历的喜乐。And
this joy is a joy that can only be experienced when we serve with the brothers and sisters in the house of God.
所以我们当我们在所信的道上。 一天比一天长进的时候，我们才真正知道什么是主里的喜乐。
So in this walk of faith, as we continue to grow day after day, then we will get a better understanding of what this joy is.
这个喜乐主要来源之一呢，就是跟圣徒之间的相交。
And one of the main sources of this joy is this fellowship, with the brothers and sisters.
所以约翰一书第一章他说呢，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所看见、所听见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
So that's why in 1 John chapter 1 says, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life.
我把这些写给你们呢，是为了要我们与我们相交，那我们也是乃是呢与父和他耶稣和他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. So when we fellowship, it's not just amongst ourselves, but we fellowship with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我把这些写给你们，好叫你们的喜乐，有些呢翻译的翻成我们的喜乐可以满足。
These things we write so that our joy, and some versions say your joy, may be made complete.
这圣徒相交是实在是彼此都能够经历到在主里里面的喜乐。
So the fellowship of the saints is critical to obtaining this joy.
当圣徒相交的时候，我们在基督里头，我们彼此劝勉，在爱心里面，我们彼此安慰。
And in the fellowship of the saints, then we are able, to console and comfort each other.
在爱心当中，我们有彼此安慰。
And in love, that we can comfort each other.
然后我们在圣灵里头彼此相交，我们里头充满了感情，我们充满了彼此的体恤、怜悯。
And then we can also fellowship in the Spirit and have mercy on each other.
那么这个相交呢，是根据于它的根基在于我们有一个相同的意念，就是呢，我们都在思念在天上的事。
So the basis of this fellowship is that we have the same mind.
我们呢也对有相同的爱，我们不但对爱有相同的认识，有相同的经历，有相同的渴慕。
We maintain the same love. We are intent on the same purpose.
一样的心思，一样的意念，就叫讨主的喜悦。
And we are intent on the same purpose, which is to please the Lord.
当我们这样相交的时候，我们就自然的经历到什么叫做在灵里头的，在主里面的喜乐。
And when we are united in such a way, then we'll truly understand what is this joy in Christ, this joy in the Spirit.
但是圣徒相交，我们要问哈，那么是总是一个都总是让人喜乐的吗？
So when we fellowship, is everything meant to bring us joy?
那么在圣徒之间相交的时候，我们难道没有不愉快的时候吗？
When we practice this fellowship, are there times when we are not joyful?
多少时候，神的百神的儿女离开了聚会，离开了身体，有一个很大的原因，是他在跟圣徒相交的时候，里面受了伤害，里面满了苦毒。
Oftentimes, when brothers or sisters leave, the assembly leave the body, it is because they have experienced some hurt in their fellowship with others. And because we have limited understanding of what this fellowship of the saints is, and also that we are still in our flesh, oftentimes we create strife and contention in our fellowship.
所以呢，在第三节跟第四节呢，他就给我们一些警惕哈，告诉我们在圣徒之间相交的时候，哪些事情我们需要注意的。
So in verses 3 and 4, we receive instruction as to what to do in fellowship and what not to do. What do we rely on the grace of the Lord for, and what do we avoid at all costs?
说呢，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
It says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit.
对，这里啊，刚刚看的听那个英文的翻译啊，说呢，这个结党呢，有的翻译就翻成是自私，有私心。
So the Chinese translation says division, but the English translation says selfishness.
原文确实是说到当我们有私心的时候呢，那么圣徒之间相交就会有很多的拦阻。
Indeed, in an original language, when we do have this selfishness, it creates many barriers.
当我们有私心，我们自私的时候呢。 很多时候我们看事情就不公允，我们处理事情的时候呢就有偏颇。And
when we do have this selfishness, then we do not do things with parity. We have bias.
因为我们有私心的缘故呢，我们看见一件事情，不管是弟兄姊妹之间，我们有一些或者是说一些想认识的时候，好像总觉得不是那么的公正，不是那么的客观。
And when we see the elements of selfishness present, we notice that things don't seem fair or things don't seem right.
那么很多的翻译本呢，它甚至翻成呢是selfish ambition，是私人的野心。
So some versions also translate this as selfish ambition.
那么当我们来到神的家中，我们心中还有一些个人的野心的时候呢，很多难处就出来了。
When we come into the house of God with this ambition, many difficult things arise.
想要为自己立名，我们想要自己得到地位，我们想要做一些大事。
We want to make a name for ourselves. We want to do great things and achieve big things.
这些呢，都是为叫我们这个人被高举，那么难处就一个接着一个。And
all this seeks to elevate oneself, thus bring about difficulties.
那中文翻成结党，我想可能是照着意思来翻。那么确实当神的儿女，如果我们分门别类，我们结党纷争，一定造成很多很多的难处的。
So the Chinese translation says division, and indeed, when we operate in such a way and we create division amongst the body, then there will be difficulties. So this is the first thing we need to avoid.
他说呢，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit.
那么虚浮的荣耀，有些翻译本，像Darby，它翻成就是 vainglory， 像中文一样翻成虚浮的荣耀。So
some versions such as Darby or the Chinese translation translate this as vainglory.
确实，你会发觉呢，从人来的那个荣耀是非常的虚浮的。And
because this glory that comes from man indeed is very vain, it's very temporal.
那么人因着他们自己的利益，他们高举一个人捧一个人，那么过几天就可把那个踩在脚底下。Because
man seeks to give vainglory to each other, to uplift each other, thus putting down Christ.
那么当我们看重或者寻求从人来的荣耀的时候，你发觉我们很快就会失望的。
Because when we pursue glory from man, then we will realize that we will be disappointed very soon.
那么在还有其他的翻译本，像刚刚弟兄所读的这个版本，它是说到是 conceit， 说到我们这个自高自大、傲慢。
So some translations then translate this as empty conceit.
我想呢，这个人要寻求一些 外面从人来的称许荣耀的话，很大的一个原因呢，就是我们这个人呢觉得自高，我们觉得这个人了不起。
So many times man seeks the glory and praise from other men because he is conceited.
我总觉得 我比别人强，我比别人好。
We think that we are better than other people, that we are stronger than other people.
这些观念呢，通常是在我们天然人里头是根深蒂固的。
And this is found in the natural man.
来到神的家中，当我们成为神儿女的时候呢，这个是需要对付的。
When we come into the house of God, when we fellowship with other brothers and sisters, this is something that we need to oppose.
我们寻求人的荣耀，当我们里头有自高自大的心的时候，你发觉难处接着难处来。
We seek man's glory. If we seek praise from other people, we will see that there will be difficulty on top of difficulty.
这样子的圣徒之间的相交，常常不是喜乐的啊，常常是带进了许多的愁苦的。
And as a result, the fellowship of the saints will not produce joy, but rather it will produce bitterness.
那么他说要存心，要怎么样呢？那么需要，就是要存心谦卑啊，个人看别人比自己强。
And so what should we do? It says here, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves.
那么圣徒之间相交呢，一个非常重要的一个性格，非常重要的一个根基就是要谦卑啊。
So a very important aspect of effective fellowship amongst the saints is humility.
如果我们够谦卑的话呢，很多难处都不会产生的。
Because if we are unwilling to be humble, this will produce difficulties.
我那啊，如果我们有在主面前够谦卑的话呢，就算是难处来了，我们也很容易解决的。
And if we do have this humility before the Lord, then we are able to overcome such difficulties.
弟兄姊妹之间来往，常常不免会有一些误会啊，不免有一些难处。
When brothers and sisters meet together, it is inevitable that at some point there will be misunderstandings.
只要我们存心谦卑的话呢，这些难处很容易就过去了。
But if we humble ourselves, if we have this humility of mind, then we will be able to get past such misunderstandings.
那么谦卑的一个最直接的表现呢，就是要看别人比自己强。
So with this humility, we need to regard one another as more important than ourselves.
我们呢，有时候如果人自高自大的话，我们真是看不到别人的长处啊，别人的好处。
Because if we magnify ourselves, then we will be unable to see the difficulties that other people go through.
那么我们在主里面有点学习的时候呢，我会发觉，哎呀，我不是什么地方都很强，都行的哈。那么有弟兄在这个地方比我强，有的姊妹在那个地方比我强。
When we receive instruction from the Lord, then we will see that actually I'm not as good in this area that I thought I was, or that another brother and sister is actually better at this area.
我们呢就学习开始欣赏弟兄姊妹他们身上的那优点啊，甚至他们身上的恩赐才干。
And then we will learn to appreciate the strengths of other people, the gifts and blessings they have received from the Lord.
但是有的时候呢，我发觉呢还要更进一步哈，我们常常不太能够看别人比自己强的呢，是在我们自己的长处的地方。
Oh, okay. So oftentimes we are unable to view other people being better than us, especially in the areas that we regard as our own strengths.
神是对，确实是有恩典。只要我们在身体里面，我们都有那一份啊，我们都有神给我们的恩赐啊，我们呢都在某些地方呢，神给我们的恩典来。
Because we each have gifts from God, we each have this talent that the Lord has given us.
常常呢，就是在那些我们有一些优点，我们在长处的地方呢，我们不能够看，不容易，我们是在这点上也比我强。
So when it comes to our strengths, it's very hard for us to view us as being worse off than someone else.
中国人有一句话说呢，自古文人相轻啊，就是有学问的人呢、啊，就是彼此轻看别人的学问。
So the Chinese have this phrase, essentially it means that we often look down upon other people where we are good at something.
特别是我们、啊、在某些地方我们非常 有信心有把握神把这份给我们，那么在那点上什么更是需要学的谦卑的。
So in areas where we have received this gift from God, these are areas where we need even more humility.
所以呢，当他说个人看别人比自己强的时候呢，他还不是说这一点看别人强，或者看那一点看别人比自己强。
So when it says regard one another as more important than yourselves, it's not just speaking of a particular area or an aspect.
我们知道学习从里面看呢，我们的弟兄我的姊妹就是比我强。
We need to learn in general that other people are more important than ourselves.
他说呢，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
He says, do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others.
我在想呢，神把我们摆在世上，我们个人都有在地上的一些责任。
And while we are on this earth, each of us have certain responsibilities that we have to do for the Lord. We have responsibilities to take care of our family, we have responsibilities to take care of our partners, to do well at work. We have responsibilities to take care of our own body.
So,
Best, Susu?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I hear you.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
We were talking about each of our own responsibilities.
那么，但是他说呢，不要单顾自己的事。
But it says, do not merely look out for your own personal interests,
不要顾别人的事,
but also for the interests of others.
我在想我们常常在谈话的时候呢，我们呢都希望别人听我们讲我们关于我们的事情。
Oftentimes in conversations, we hope that other people would listen to us talk about the things we go through.
我想这是很自然的哈，我们希望我弟兄姊妹知道我们家发生的事，我的身体，我的孩子，我的工作。
And this is a natural thing. We want other people to know how things are going with our lives, our jobs, our families.
但是我们也可能要更多的学习，要常常听别人在讲关于他们的事情。
But we also need to learn how to listen to other people's interests.
常常听听问问我的弟兄我的姊妹身体怎么样啊，工作怎么样啊，孩子怎么样啊。
To hear and to inquire about how other people are doing, how is their health, how are their children.
借着交谈，我们彼此更多的是熟悉，我们在生活当中可以彼此更多的扶持。
And only then, when we know how other people are doing, can we encourage and uplift each other.
这样弟兄姊妹们在一起交往的时候，里头就会满了的喜乐。
And only and then, in such a way, can there be much joy in the fellowship of the saints.
但是这两句话呢，我们在非常熟悉，我们也常常在说，但是你发觉我们在生活实行的时候呢，常常不容易做得到。
But we can also see that from such things that in reality it is hard to do.
那么我们知道是一回事，我们行出来是另外一回事情。
We know that we ought to act one way, but then in reality we act a different way.
那么弟兄姊妹相交的时候，就难免会有一些难处啊，难免有一些苦读。
And so in reality, this practice of fellowship, sometimes we bring about difficulties and bitterness.
那么主借着保罗在告诉我们呢，我们怎么样克服这些呢？
So the Lord teaches us through Paul how to overcome such things.
所以呢,你们应当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus.
这心呢,就是说到我们的心思,我们的脉的啊,我们主是怎么想的,我们主是怎么说的,我们主的是怎么做的。
This attitude, or which also can be translated as mind, means that whatever the Lord thinks, we think; what He does, we do.
主在谦卑的这个这件事情上呢，是怎么样给我们设下榜样的？
So how does the Lord set this example of humility to us?
那么底下呢，它的第六节到第八节是非常重要的一段经文呢，说到主他七层的降卑啊。
So from verses 6 through 8 is a very important passage that teaches us about the Lord's humility. Because if we learn how the Lord emptied himself, then we will all learn how to be humble and how to view others as more important than ourselves.
首先呢,他说他本有神的形象。
It says, who, although he existed in the form of God,
这个形象呢,是说到外面的一些荣耀,
So form speaks of this outward, external expression.
那么主,他蛮有神的荣耀,蛮有神的能力,蛮有神的尊荣。
He was full of God's glory, he was full of God's majesty.
那么当然这个外面的荣耀实在是反映出里面的跟神所有的性情相符合。But
this outward expression is also the manifestation of the inward nature.
我的主呢不但是在外面这个荣耀形象上与我们神相符呢，他的里面的性情，他的公义，他的圣洁，他的慈爱，他的怜悯。
So not only outwardly did he exist in the form of God, having his majesty, his glory, but also inwardly he had the same compassion, the same loving kindness and mercy. He was one of one with the Father. There was no distinction amongst them.
在圣经里头啊,他有三处圣经啊,告诉我们啊,这个神的形象啊, 有没有更什么样更深刻的意义？
And so there are three passages that teach us even more how he had this form of God.
在哥罗西书第一章第十五节，他说呢，爱子呢是不能看见之神的像。
It says that in Colossians 1:15, he is the image of the invisible God.
是首生的，在一切被造的先。
The firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him.
他说了,爱子呢,是那个不能看见之神的像。So
it says, he is the image of the invisible God.
这里特别说到他的那个地位,他是首生的,他不是被造的,他是在一切被造之先的。And
this also speaks of the Lord's position, how he is the firstborn of all creation, that he was not created himself, but he's the first, he holds the first place.
一切被造的,我们可以看得见的,不能看见,都是为了他造的。
And all things were created for him and by him.
这里说到了主他那个超卓的那个地位。
So this speaks of the position of Christ.
那么第二处圣经呢,是在希伯来书第一章第三节,他那里说,他说呢,他是神荣耀所发的光辉,是神本体的真相。
So the second place is in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. It says, and he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature. So here it says the exact representation of his nature. And this exact representation is meant to radiate forth his glory. And God's glory is meant to be shown forth through all of creation. Because it says that his son, who he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. So Christ not only is the firstborn, not only does he have that position, but he is also the radiance of his glory. For by him all things were created, and also all things are upheld by the word of his power.
第三处呢是在哥林多后书啊第四章那边啊第四节他说呢此等不信之人呢被世圣灵神弄瞎了心眼不叫基督荣耀福音的光照了他们基督本是神的像。
And the next place is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. It says, in whose case the god of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. So this gospel, there's light, there's this glory. And this gospel is accomplished through Christ. And so the gospel that Christ accomplished then shows forth the glory of God. So how come Christ can achieve this? Because he existed in the form of God. So he exists in the form of God. There was this abundance in him. He is also the firstborn of all creation. He has that first position. And God created all things through Christ to show his glory. And also through Christ, God accomplishes the salvation for all of us through the glory of his gospel.
所以呢，基督他有神的那个荣耀是全面的哈，从亘古到永远，他都彰显他神自己的荣耀。So
God's glory is comprehensive from beginning to end, and Christ is present through it all.
他跟父呢是同等的，是同尊同荣的。He
is equal with God.
同样的尊荣啊，也同样的荣耀。
Equal in majesty, equal in glory.
但是呢,他并不以与神同等为强夺的。
But he did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
那么这个强夺中文的翻译,有些英文翻译也翻成 robbery,是抢来的,其实这个翻译不是很好。
So some translations translate this thing to be grasped as robbery, which is not the best translation.
对，最好的翻译是说，像刚刚用的这个版本啊，是要尽力持守的、抓住的。
So the better translation would be, for example, what the NASB has, a thing to be grasped.
那么我们知道我们在世上常常花尽了我们许许多的精力，就要去得一些财富，得一些尊荣，得一些地位。
Oftentimes in life, we fight for a higher position. We fight for more glory and respect.
那么当我们得到了以后呢，我们呢会紧紧抓着，就不肯把它放掉了。
And after we have received such things, we hold on to it so firmly as to not let go.
如果我们从来没有得到的话呢，我们心中还不会那么难过。
And because if we have such things, then we feel that we won't be as upset.
如果有些事情我们从来没有得到过啊，譬如说，你从来没有当过一个公司的 CEO， 不管大公司还是小公司。
And especially if these things are things that we have never had before, for example, like being CEO of a big corporation.
那么你说我没有现在没有 CEO 的这个职衔，你不会觉得有什么感觉？
Because if we're not a CEO now, we won't have as much of a desire to become one.
但是如果有一天你当到了一个公司的 CEO， 不管大公司还是小公司，那么有一天你犯了错呢，你被开除了。
But once we do become a CEO, whether it's a big or small firm, and then we do some type of mistake and then are let go.
那么你一下子失去了那个CEO 的那个头衔呢，那里头的是何等样的这个悔恨啊，会何等样的那难过。
Then we will be so bitter and upset because we have lost something that we have had. So although Christ had everything that God had, he did not regard equality with God as things to be grasped. But he emptied himself.
那么虚己呢，也就是说他倒空了自己。
So emptied himself or humbled himself.
那么这里在所讲的倒空，当然不是指他神性的倒空啊，他神性永远不会倒空的。这里说指的是他在性里头的倒空。
So when he says emptied himself, we're not emptying himself as the Son of God, but rather emptying all that he had as the Son of God.
那么这个倒空呢，这有些翻译啊，那么翻成是有几个翻译的翻成是这个让他自己没有任何的名声啊 ，make himself no reputation.
Some translation translates this as he made himself no reputation.
我们每个人都看自己的名声非常的重要啊，如果我们失去了名声的话，是一个很大的事情。
We know that man views his reputation very significantly. If he has a bad reputation, that's considered a great loss.
虚己呢，我们主虚己了，他完全放弃了在人这个世人面前名声。
But Christ emptied himself. He made himself have no reputation amongst man.
那么还有翻译啊，比如他说他 made himself nothing， 什么都不是。
Other translation says he made himself nothing.
在雅书第五十三章啊，第三节，他说呢，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
Isaiah 53 verse 3 says, "He was despised, forsaken of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted grief, and like one from whom men hide their face. He was despised, and we did not esteem him."
那么他的虚己呢？他倒空自己显在两个方面。
So when he emptied himself, it showed two aspects.
一个呢，他就是取掉奴仆的形象。
One, he took on the form of a bondservant.
主来到地上的时候呢，他是做神的奴仆的。
When the Lord was on earth, he was the bondservant of God.
奴仆呢，说到没有任何的地位。没有任何说话的权柄。
A bondservant without position, without authority.
那么在弥赛亚书，他说到那位那个救主的时候，那个弥赛亚的时候，他只用一个代名词，就是他无家型美人。
So in Isaiah, when it speaks of the Messiah, the writer only refers to the Lord as he.
那么这个他是谁呢?
But who is this he?
那么在五十三章的时候呢，他就说了，他这个他呢，就是那个我的仆人行事必有智慧啊，他是耶和华的仆人。
He is the servant of God.
那么在使徒行传的第三章第四章里头啊，他们说到提到主的时候呢，他们用一个字非常特别的一个字。
So in Acts, as they were talking about the Lord, they use a very interesting word.
在第三章的第十三节。
In Acts chapter 3, verse 13.
叫做亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，就是我们列祖的神，已经荣耀了他的仆人耶稣。
It says, "The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified His servant Jesus."
这仆人小字，他是或作儿子。
And so the servant also, other translation says son.
二十六节他说，神既兴起他的仆人，这个仆人呢，也可以做他的儿子。
So verse 26, it says, For you first, God raised up his servant, and this also can be translated as the son.
那么第四章的第二十七节后半呢，他们要攻打你所高的圣仆耶稣，那个圣仆呢也可以翻成圣子。
And in chapter 4, in verse 27, it says that, For truly in the city they're gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, or also holy son.
三十节的他说呢，要此神机骑士呢，因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来，圣仆也可以翻成圣子。
And verse 30 it says, While you extend your hand to heal and signs and wonders take place for the name of your holy servant Jesus.
又听不到声音。
Go ahead.Hello?
可以吗?
可以 ,yeah.
可以。
那么在那里呢圣灵感动使徒行传的作者呢路加呢他在那里提到主的时候呢他用一个字这个字可以说是可以当翻成仆人也可以翻作儿子。
So, the Holy Spirit inspired the writer of Acts, Luke,that when he's writing about this, to use a word that could both mean servant and son.
那我们的主呢，在地上的时候，他是在儿子的身份里面做仆人的。
Because when Christ was on earth, as the son, he became the servant.
那么在人的观念里面呢，儿子跟奴仆是格格不入的哈。儿子呢是拥有产业的，那么奴仆是产业的一部分的。
And the world views the words servant and son as incompatible because the son receives all the inheritance.
当那个浪子回家的时候呢，他准备跟父亲说呢，说父亲，我得罪了天，也得罪了你，我不配做你的儿子。
Because when you consider the prodigal son after he had returned home and how he has done all those things, he says that I'm not worthy to be called your son.
他本来准备继续讲，接下来讲了说，把我当作一个雇工吧。
And he says that to cast him away.
他本来想要告诉他父亲说，就把我当作一个仆人，当个雇工吧。
Oh, so he also said to treat him as a servant, as a worker.
但是呢，他父亲呢，还没有等他讲下一句话呢，就立刻把他抱住啊，把那个一切的那个尊荣都交给他。
But before he could say another thing, the father wrapped him up and gave all of the best to him.
那么在人的那个认知里头呢，儿子跟仆人两个是不相干的啊，这两个是不可能摆在一起的。
So to the outside person, a servant and a son is not compatible. They're different things.
我们的主呢，他是神的儿子，来到地上的时候呢，他在儿子身份里，他成为他的神，成为神的仆人。
But Christ, as the Son, became the servant of God.
甘心顺服父一切的旨意。
And he was willing to be obedient to the will of God.
因为他是要成为人的样式。
And it says that he took on the likeness of men.
那么我们在我们来看的话呢，这个我们被称为人是一种尊荣啊，因为我们被造的是暂时比天使稍微小一点。
And we think that being man is a very majestic thing because we are only slightly lower than angels.
但是呢，我们的主呢，他是创造的主呢，他竟然变成为受造的人。
But you have to consider that that Christ became the created.
道成肉身呢，对我们的在肉身人来说，永远都是一个奥秘。
And how God would become man will forever be a mystery to us.
Incarnation, 那么在我们来讲没有办法领会的一个无限大的神，怎么可能摆在一个有限的人里头呢？
Because such a great thing, how could one understand this?
我们的主呢，他是原是与神同等的，他为了我们的缘故降卑啊，不但做了神的奴仆。
Because Christ was equal with God, yet he would still take on flesh and experience the weakness that we experience. We'll never be able to fully comprehend how the Creator can become the created and experience our pain, our weakness, and also weep as we do.
不但这样的，他有了人的样子，他还自己悲，继续的降悲他自己。
But even after being made in the likeness of man, Christ continued to humble himself.
主他道成肉身，已经是降悲再降悲了哈。但是他在做人子的时候，他进一步的，他继续降卑他自己。
Because when Christ took on flesh, that was already in itself an act of humility, but he continued to further humble himself and be obedient.
他在地上所说的每一句话都不是凭他自己说的。
Because every word that he said, he did not speak from himself.
在约翰福音第十二章呢，那与他说呢，他说呢，我呢没有凭着自己讲哈，我也猜我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么讲什么。
In John 12, it says in verse 49, "For I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father Himself, who sent me, has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak."
我所讲的正是照着父对我所说的。
So everything he says is what his father commanded him to say.
我们的主呢，他是那个太初就有的道。
And we also know that our Lord is the Word.
那么，所有的那个圣经里面所说的话呢，都是主他所说的话啊，都是为他做见证。
So every word in the Bible was from the Lord. Every word points to the Lord.
在地上说话的时候呢，确实是有智慧，而且有权柄。
And when he was on earth, he also did speak with this wisdom, with this authority.
多少人呢想要为难他？他是那么样的有智慧，一句话就把他们打发走了。
How many people tried to oppose him or trick the Lord, but the Lord was able to respond with the proper word.
主说呢，我说的每一句话，没有一句话是凭着我。
But the Lord says, every word that he speaks not of his own authority, but from the Father.
同时呢，我们主在地上做事呢，他也没有一件事情呢是凭他自己做的。
And he also does not do anything of his own accord.
约翰福音呢，第五章他说呢，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做；父所做的，子也照样做。
In John 5, it says in verse 19, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing." The Lord created all things were created for him. And everything today is still being upheld by the word of his power. He causes the blind to see, the lame to walk, the lepers to be healed. And so he has this authority. But the Lord says the Son does nothing of himself. Unless it is something that he sees the Father doing. So as a son of man, the Lord showed us what it means to truly be a servant. So our Lord, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. We know that death is the lowest point of a human life. No matter what you have accomplished in life, no matter how much fame or power you have, when you die, you are the same as everyone else. So death is the lowest point of a human being. But our Lord, not only did he die, but he died on a cross. Not only did he die on a cross, but he also withstood the shame, the ridicule of man. So we see our Lord was so majestic, who was equal with God, yet he emptied himself to die for our sake, to die on a cross. So we need to have this attitude in ourselves, which also was in Christ Jesus. Everything that the Lord did, we also need to do. So when we have this attitude, when we have this mind, we need to constantly meditate about what the Lord did. Because if we constantly meditate upon what the Lord has done, then we will be able to put aside our own conceitedness and our own arrogance. So when the Bible says, have this attitude in yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus, this means that we can do it. We think to ourselves that Christ is the Son of God. How can we ever compare to him? Everything that he has done, we will be unable to do. And what the Lord has done, we will be unable to achieve with our own hands.
But
But the Bible says, have this attitude in yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus. This means that we can do this with this new life you've been given. We can learn to imitate Christ's humility, learn how to be a servant. We can learn how to also empty ourselves and also to walk this way of the cross. If we are able to meditate upon this often, to consider such things,
弟兄姊妹之间相交的时候，那难处很难就很自然就过去了。Then
very easily in our fellowship that these difficulties will pass.
感谢主啊，因为他是这样的谦卑自己啊，所以神将他升为至高啊，赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。So
we thank the Lord that because Christ humbled himself to such a degree, for this reason also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
主呢，是因为看见放在摆在前头的喜乐呢，他就忍受这羞辱啊，那个走上十字架的道路。Because
Christ, for the joy set before him, endured the cross and despising the shame.
知道呢，借着他的降卑啊，他的十字架的受死啊，带许多的儿子进荣耀里头去。
And through his death on a cross, God will lead many sons to glory.
有一天我们要与主同作王的。
And one day we will reign with Christ.
主他走上宝座的道路是借着十字架。
Because Christ walked the way of the cross to the throne.
我们如果同坐宝座的话，也唯有经过十字架。
So for us to reach the throne, we also need to walk the way of the cross.
我想呢，腓立比书第二章啊，六到八节呢，是我们非常熟悉的一段话。And
many people might consider Philippians 2:8 a very familiar verse.
那么，那我们用到这段话的时候，我们想到的都是。 主他为我们死，他为我们埋葬，那他所受一切的苦楚。
And when we look at this verse, we often think about how Christ died for us, was buried for us, and was raised up from the dead for us.
借着这些话呢，我们纪念主的死，借着主的复活。
And through this verse, we remember his death, and we remember his resurrection.
赞美他，我们感谢他。
We praise him, and we thank him.
但是这段话呢，是在什么样子的情况之下向我们诉说的呢？
But what is the context of this verse? What is the rationale for this verse to be given to us?
那么重要的一段经文呢，是在什么样的情形，神把它启示给我们呢？
Such an important verse. What is the background of why God has given it to us?
它是在说到圣徒之间如何相交的时候，告诉我们这段话。
This verse is given to us in a context of fellowship of the saints.
因为呢，让我们看见呢，这圣徒相交呢，确实有许多的功课要学。Because
when it comes to fellowshipping of the saints, there is a lot of work to learn.
我们呢，要学习呢，不要结党，不贪图虚浮的荣耀，要谦卑，要看别人比自己强。
We need to do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit. We need to have humility of mind, view others as more important than ourselves.
这些话呢，我们都知道，我们也说，但是我们常常觉得做不来。And
these things we know, but when it comes to actually acting it out, we are unable to do so.
主是怎么带领我们过来的呢？在我们带领我怎么样来学习这些功课呢？
So then, how does God tell us? How do we learn these matters?
是在这样子的经文底下，他告诉我们要以基督的心、耶稣的心为心，要常常思想主他自己的降卑。It
is in this context that we are told to have his attitude in ourselves, which also was in Christ Jesus, to learn his humility.
我们说啊，这个事情是。 真是做不来的哈！我们真的，今天我们说我们要谦卑，要谦卑，要看别人强。那么事情到我们身上的时候呢，我们常常放不下自己。
And to us, this is very difficult today when we tell ourselves we need to be humble, we need to be humble. But then when we come across certain situations, we are unable to have humility.
那我们听的人来讲的话，这是不可能做的事情。
So to man, this seems like an impossible task.
但是感谢主呢，主把他的生命赐给我们。
We thank the Lord that He has given us His life.
还有我们呢，常常思想他主是怎么降卑的。
He tells us to constantly meditate about how He humbled Himself.
主是呢，怎么样从那么至高至尊的那个地位上，一步一步的降到那个这个成为人的，成为然后顺服，然后他死，而他死在十字架上。
To tell us to constantly consider how he who was at the highest point took on flesh, became man, and then died on a cross. And this verse is indeed very precious, and it is a very abundant verse. We use this verse to remember our Lord and to give thanks to Him for all that He has done for us. But we also need to understand that we have been given this verse so that we can have the same attitude which was in Christ Jesus and have this desire.Understanding how to follow after his footsteps. This verse is not just something that we use in prayer to remember and give thanks to our Lord, but it is something for us to constantly meditate upon.
So, if we constantly meditate, then.有基督耶稣心的心为心的话，弟兄姊妹之间的谦卑来往是非常的自然的事情。
Because when we have this attitude in ourselves, which also is in Christ Jesus, and when it comes to fellowshipping with the saints, we will be able to have this humility.
这段话也让我们看见了神啊，他是怎么样的宝贝圣徒之间的相交啊。
And then we can also see how precious God views the fellowship of the saints.
他是在圣徒相交的这个经文里头了，他把他儿子那个降卑那个奥秘啊启示给我们。
Because it is in the context of this fellowship of the saints that God reveals to us this great mystery of how Christ took on flesh.
就像我们那个越常常思想的时候，我们那个那个这觉得这植物我们怎么够得上
？And when we meditate upon this, we may think to ourselves.How can you reach such a level? But when we have this attitude in ourselves, which also is in Christ Jesus, then God will do His work in us. So may the Lord use this word to encourage us and to remind us. And so what the Lord has done, how He has set this example of humility for us, let us also learn this and become humble.
叫圣徒之间的相交是成为我们喜乐的源头。
And so that the fellowship of the saints may become the source of joy to us. So when we enjoy this sweet fellowship between the saints with this humility, then we'll truly know what is the joy, this heavenly joy, this joy in Christ.
认识什么是在主里头的喜乐，在圣灵里面的喜乐。
You'll learn what is His true joy, Christ's joy in the Spirit.
This 世人这个喜乐是世人所不能够知道的，所不能够夺去的。
And this joy is something that the world could not understand and the world could not take away. So may the Lord graciously lead us. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you. Each time when we consider our Lord and how he emptied himself, he existed in the form of God. He was the image of you. But he did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped. But he emptied himself, taking on form of a bondservant and being made in a likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And Father, we know that even in eternity, we will not be able to fully comprehend how Christ emptied himself and drank that bitter cup for us. But Father, we thank you because you have told us to have this attitude in ourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. And we thank you that with this new life that we have, that we can follow after the Lord's footsteps. So that the fellowship of the saints may have joy, may have grace. So may you graciously lead us.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord for his gracious word that he has given to us.
Uh, 报告代导师向同样的请求弟兄姐妹们继续